الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصلاة أصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Ladies and dear brothers, the great fadl, ni'mat and bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has given us an opportunity once again to experience the day of Jumu'ah. These are beautiful occasions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real enjoyment of a believer is in a'mal. Everything besides a'mal and iman is all a deception. The eyes see, we cannot believe. What we hear from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the haqq, that is the truth, that must come into the heart, that has to come into our lives. Allah Ta'ala has given a nu'min every week, the day of Jumu'ah, so to say, to reset once again the taqwa for the week ahead. Today we find that every day the challenge is there to preserve my iman, my belief in Allah, and everything we see around us, whatever we see, it invites towards that certain thing. As Allama Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, Har cheez pukarti hai, mujhko dekh, mujhko dekh. Every creation of Allah is calling out, look at me, look at me. Look at me, look at me. Whether it be the wife, whether it be the children, whether it be the business, whether it be the car. Even in the masjid parking lot, I get off the vehicle, there's a new car next to me. The car says, look at me, new model came out. The young boy will tell the father also, listen, new model came, new phone came. Look at me, look at me. Allah yad'u ila dari salam. And Allah is giving da'awat, Allah is calling towards Jannat. So keep your gaze on Jannat. Every morning you wake up, every morning a person wakes up, they put it to the GPS of the heart, final destination, Jannat. No rerouting, no via route, one way direction. My destination for thee is Jannat, the eyes on Jannat, the qibla of the heart, the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And I want only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Everything else is a side show. And there's nothing that will stop the show also. Many a times in life we have things, there are show stoppers. This thing happened in the house, that thing happened in the house. The children, the family, some occasion. Show stoppers, there's no show stoppers. The show has to carry on till the final moment. وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the highest level. Continue the ibadat of Allah. Continue the ibadat of Allah. Just to understand the ibadat of Allah also. When I speak myself, many a time, ibadat is namaz. I got namaz, I got everything. It's one part of deen. وَعْبُدْ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah explains to insan what I made you for. What I made you for, that's what you should be doing. Your functioning is only for that and nothing else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, says, I created jinn and ins, that is jinnat and insan, humankind, only for my worship. Nothing else. Only for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we have domestics in the house, helpers in the house. And the missus will tell the domestic, the helper, that once you come 8 o'clock, start with the dishes. Then do the ironing, then do the bathrooms. But the worker will come, the helper will come and she starts with the bathroom. And the missus will see and what she tell her, what I told you to do. What I told you to do. You're doing your own thing right now. We can imagine now from the side of Allah what the call will be. What insan, what are you doing? What I told you to do. And then too we'll tell the worker, we told you to do. Unpack, but he's packing. Tell him to pack it, he's unpacking. Tell him to put on the shelf, somehow he's taking a walk out of the shop. What I told you to do, can't understand. The same thing applies to myself, can't understand. Allah is saying, I made you only for my worship, can't understand, so simple. I made you to worship me. And together with that, yes, you have necessities. You have family, you have children, water, lights, accounts, bills, you have to work, provide, etc. All the things you have to do. And Allah Ta'ala knows that. Allah Ta'ala made insan, and Allah Ta'ala attached to insan necessities. And Allah Ta'ala gave us a beautiful way how to turn these necessities into ibadat also. I made you only for ibadat. You're eating also, make it ibadat. According to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before you eat the dua, wash your hands before that. Don't wipe the hands thereafter. To eat with three fingers. So simple. How many years now we try to figure out how many fingers we have? Still eating 5 fingers. 3 fingers sunnat. If more than that, then 4, then 5. How to lick the fingers also? Sunnat way. You got reward for licking the fingers. You got reward for eating. Subhanallah, for fulfilling a need of yours which you're enjoying also. Allah Ta'ala says, ibadat. That the box is ticked. That you worshipped me. Why I'm eating also to get sturdy Allah to worship you. I'm going to bed with dua, sunnat way. That Allah Ta'ala says, he was in ibadat the entire night. Because he did it accordingly. According to the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that became ibadat. The entire day came out as ibadat. So every Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala gives us an opportunity to reset the week ahead. What am I going to do? Otherwise, we just leave it. My life has to be for deen. Then myself, I will think, I still got time. I still have time. I still got to sort out this, sort out that. Then the time will come, then I'll change. Ishtima will come, then Ramadan will come, the Hijjah will come, this function will come, that occasion will come. Then I'll change my life, then I'll make Tawbah, then I'll stop all what I am doing incorrectly and correct my life. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has given us every week the day of Jumu'ah to correct now what we did last week, make Tawbah now. The Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would say that on Yawmul Khamis, the day of Thursday, specifically between Asr and Maghrib on the day of Thursday, engage only in istighfar. Only make istighfar, Ya Allah, the entire week. How I mess things up. What I have done, Ya Allah, making Tawbah. Jumu'ah is starting now. The day of the week, the day of Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala give us more than Jumu'ah also. We're all making the dua. Person that passes with the day of Jumu'ah will be safe from the fitnat al-qabr, from the questioning, from the fitna, from the test in the qabr. Allah will save him. So we have the day of Jumu'ah to reset, to make niyat, intention for the week ahead. That Ya Allah, this week, coming ahead, Ya Allah, keep me in your obedience. Ya Allah, I want to listen. I want to accept. I want to do. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, all the a'mal that you want to do is based upon your intentions. You make the intention, جِتْنِي نِيَّتَ أُتْنِهِ أَلَّاكِ مَدَدَ The amount of intentions you make, accordingly Allah Ta'ala's help will come. As our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamisa, Barakatuhu, Allah Ta'ala grant good health and afiyat. Hazrat says that you make the intentions and how sincere you are in your intentions, accordingly Allah Ta'ala dispatches the malaika, go and help him now. Go and assist him, make his work easy for him. Bring the barakat into his business also. Make his salah easy for him for the week. They block him from those things that will become disobedience of Allah. And show him the road to righteousness. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَات Quran says that Allah Ta'ala has appointed with every person مُعَقِّبَات Malaika that take shifts يَحْفَظُونَهُ They protect him from all sides. So they will help us to go towards the right direction once we make the intention. Now we don't make the intention. Like a person came to Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat dua karna ke bache ho jaye. Hazrat make dua Allah Ta'ala give me children. Hazrat made dua for him. Allah Ta'ala give you children, bless you, neck, pious, normal children. And every time he will come and request, Hazrat make dua Allah Ta'ala give me children. After some time, the Shaykh al-Hadith asked the Khadim, so long we're making dua for the Sati, maybe some problem he has, some blockage, go to the Hakim. Hazrat is not married as yet. He hasn't made need to get married also. And the other side was the farmer's son. Farmer's son, he is going to town. He's wearing his suit, boot and tie. And friend sees him, by where are you going? I'm going to get married. Say, with who? With the king's daughter. Farm boy, king's daughter, how would that happen? Say, half the nikah is done already, second half is left. Say, how half nikah took place? Say, I already accepted her, she has to accept me. I made niyat already. I'm half married. So we have to make full niyat, my dear brothers. That, Ya Allah, I want to be obedient to you. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Du'as are accepted. During the khutbah, when the imam will sit between the two khutbah, therefore the Hanafis in the khutbah, we cannot speak, we cannot make dua also. We make dua in the heart. When we hear Durood Sharif also, we make Durood from the heart. So there's no raising of hands for us, there's no saying anything verbally. This is a Hanafi mazhab. But Allah Ta'ala knows the speech of the heart also. Person who's dumb, he can't make dua with his tongue. But Allah Ta'ala knows the speech of the heart when the heart speaks. That Allah Ta'ala knows what dua you're making right now. Du'as are accepted. Khutbah time, between the two sittings of the khutbah, between Asr and Maghrib on the day of Jumu'ah, Mubarak time, du'as accepted. And Durood Sharif, the highlight of the day, As-Salawat al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To read Durood Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, what virtue for Durood Sharif. And here ulama also, the Shaykh al-Hadith rahimahullah, would make islah of people, complete islah of the iman, the akhlaq, the ibadat, the social interaction, the business dealings, all the five branches of deen, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, akhlaq, ibadat, all these branches of deen, complete islah, he will rectify and correct it only by the barakat of Durood Sharif. Read Durood Sharif, salawat ala al-habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the simplest one, wa sallallahu ala al-nabiyyi al-ummi, wa sallallahu ala al-nabiyyi al-ummi. Every time I'm saying salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, my name is being presented at the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, not only my name, Yusuf bin Hussein, your name, any of father's name, is being said before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And how beautiful ulama explain when it comes to Durood Sharif, salawat, that in reality is the amal of the people who are there in Medina Munawwara, that they can make as-salatu wasalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, because they are there in the haram. Allah Ta'ala ubudi for the entire ummah, that you can be where you want to. Allah has appointed the malaika to take your durood to the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As if now on the day of Jumu'ah you are in Medina Munawwara. This is the day to be in Medina Sharif. And we are taught also when you're making durood Sharif, picture yourself to be standing front of the green dome, front of the Rawda Mubarak. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam listening to you, look at my ummati, how he's telling me jazakallahu khairan. Oh my beloved, let me Allah reward you for the nights you spent, for du'as you made for me, that today I have iman. So Durood Sharif is actually a jazakallahu khairan to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the day of Jumu'ah, to engage in Durood Sharif, minimum ulama say 300. Minimum 300. Doesn't take much time also. We won't have to carry a bottle of water, that now the throat will get dry. So long after we Durood Sharif, we're walking, we're talking, we're in the shop, we're coming to the masjid. At least 10, we sit down properly, facing the Qibla. And focus ourselves that now all the qurbani of Nabi alayhi salatu, all the sacrifice he made in his life, now you're making durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First it is 100 durood sharif. Only 100 in the morning, in the evening. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him two certificates. Baratu min al-nifaq wa baratu min al-nar. Be written on his forehead. That you got your certificate of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah. This 100 times Durood Sharif. What an easy thing to do. That Allah Ta'ala free me to the barakat of Durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from the fire of Jahannam. And more than that, or before that, baratu min al-nifaq. Allah will save me from hypocrisy. Who can say right now that my iman is 100%? Nobody can claim that. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Such a Jalilu Qadr Sahabi radiallahu anhu. That even he asked the Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, who was the confidant of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had disclosed the names of the hypocrites of Medina Munawwara. He knew who they were. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would ask him, oh Hudhayfa, is my name in the list also? What fikr concern he had for hypocrisy? Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned, لو كان بعد نبي, if there had to be a Nabi after me, would be Umar bin Khattab. But then too he was worried. My iman, whether I'm just dressing like a mu'min, like a Muslim, but inside is no Islam. I still love the way of the non-Muslims, thinking like them, acting like them, doing things like them, their trends, their fashion, and how they want to live their life. I love it. I want to be like them also. Then whether this is Islam, Islam is to surrender. Externally, outwardly to surrender completely, head to toe. And internally, this is iman. This is iman to internalize that entire Islam into my life. By the barakat of Durood Sharif, just 100 times in a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the certificate baratum min al-nifaq, that you are free from hypocrisy. Now, whether I have guarantee, my iman is there, whether my akhlaq really am genuine, how many times we find Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, relaxing with the family, and we tell the family and the wife, I hope no visitors come today. And somebody rings the bell. They have to come now. And when they walk in, mashallah, we're waiting for you. Salam, marhaba, welcome. But really, I don't, why you came? Allah Ta'ala will purify the heart. that you don't have all his evil intentions, you don't think bad of people, you don't think bad of the person's, whether his wealth, his akhlaq, or different race, or different country. Deenun nasiha. The essence of deen is khair khahi, hamdardi, wishing well for everyone. This is now a person's heart is free from this type of hypocrisy. Through the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will open the heart. This will come, my dear brothers, Durood Sharif will come, akhlaq will come, when the iman is corrected. When the iman is corrected, iman is pure. I recognize Allah, the commands of Allah, upon the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we'll find that this connection will come with Allah Subhanahu, the ma'rifat of Allah, the recognition of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now the month of Safar also, now the month of Safar, here many people have the superstitions also. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned, La adwa, wa la tiyarata, wa la hammata, wa la safar. Or kama qala al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That for the person's iman to be correct, for the Durood Sharif to be accepted, iman has to be correct. Now, whether I have fikr for my iman, but I know when it comes to fikr, concern, my children, what's going to happen to them, what they're going to eat, my family, my business, my, nobody sees my iman, I worry about my iman. Before we would hear in the old days, Allah make it, revive it once again, we would hear from the old ladies in the family, dua kar, make dua, qabar mein kya hoga? What's going to happen? I'm frightened, I'm afraid. What's going to happen in the grave to me? And they would say to the young boys in the family, qiyamul day, I'm going to hold your kurta. Qiyamul day, I'm going to be behind you. They had that worry and concern. Ya Allah, what's going to happen in the qabar? They used to make duas. They used to hear the old people in the family making dua. Ya Allah, the darkness of the qabar. Ya Allah, put nur for me. So they always had this concern. What's going to happen in the qabar? Now the ummah, the concern is not what's going to happen in the qabar. Where are we going next? Where's the next holiday? Nobody's talking about qabar anymore. Where's the next outing? The next holiday? The next trip? This? Nobody's worried about the qabar anymore. So the iman has become so polluted, so contaminated with dunya right now, we can't think of qabr. No tawbah also. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. As I mentioned, we hear the old people before at home commonly. Any mistake happen, anything, we made some ghibat, or we said the wrong thing, or hurt somebody, tawbah, 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 tawbah. They would say on the, they would hit their cheeks also, tawbah, tawbah, hit their mouths. No more tawbah, tawbah. What wrong I did? What's the problem? What I said? Everybody is now free of fault. There's no more major sins left also. Everybody has become minor or nothing. I don't have, myself when I make dua and I make tawbah really, nothing comes to mind. Like, you haven't done any guna and sin. Everything is alright. Before in the old days you used to cry. Before you used to hear crying at night. Crying in the masjid also. Go to Madinah Munawwara. Go for hajj, go for umrah. There was crying in the haram. Now the only cry is here, Allah kya khayega? What the family will need, what's going to happen to them, what's going to happen to them, anxiety of the future. So there's no tawbah, there's no istighfar, nobody is crying, nobody is worried about the qabr, there's nothing major in my life, anything, nothing major. Whereas right now, everybody is on the phone. Before in the old days, we had this fikr and concern, we got the album at home. All the pictures and all the photos. So we were worried, yeah, Allah, what's going to happen? But you want to burn it also, but there was some hope, inshallah. If it passes away in the masjid, on the way to the masjid, the gunas are all at home. Inshallah, is closer to the place of piety. Allah will forgive him. Now the entire album is on the phone. Where is his hope now? They are carrying it 24/7, my entire archives and history, and nobody is making tawbah. Nobody is deleting. But I'm going to get Jannat. I got my ticket already. I'm going to Jannat. Allah Ta'ala, make it easy for us. But we have to purify our iman first. Whether I have that iman. Beautiful example. Our Honorable Sheikh gives also, where he mentions many a times, whether I'm a foreigner, whether I'm a local, but the reality is we all are foreigners in this world. Nobody is a local. We all are foreigners, we all going to Akhirat. So we cannot say, he's a foreigner, I'm a local. I got ID, he doesn't have papers. We all have to check our papers every day. Whether my paper, my documentation is up to date or not. As a foreigner has his fear, he sees a police van. Ya Allah, they must have picked me up. Malakul Maut can pick us up anytime. Whether my paperwork is done, whether my iman is there, whether my amal is done for the day, my salah I got, my fajr, zuhur, asr, maghrib, isha, just as today this Jum'ah is farz, equally asr is farz also, maghrib is farz also, isha is also farz, not only salatul Jum'ah. So every year check my passport, whether my iman is intact or not. Nobody has a concern. I don't have the concern also. But if I'm traveling somewhere, they will tell the wife, you carried the passport. Get in the car, you got the passport. Get off the car again, passport. We're going to check in, passport again. We're going to sit in the plane, you got the... The whole support is a passport. That passport is my ticket to everything right now. And we lose it in now. What are we going to do now? Whether my passport to Jannah is expired, needs renewal, whether I lost the passport, whether I'm even thinking about it, whether I have it, nobody's worried about it. I just got it. I'm born with Kalima and I'm going to die with Kalima. No guarantee. There's no guarantee. There's an effort behind Iman. There's an effort behind Iman, like how we have the month of Safar. People have the superstitions. Iman becomes polluted. People have superstitions that this will happen, this one can do, that one can do. People of Jahiliyyah had this. People of ignorance, they had this belief in Safar is a bad month. Mustn't make nikah in Safar. Don't get married. Bad things will happen. There's no such thing. All effect is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, all conditions in the hand of Allah. All ahalat, the warehouses, the storage of goodness, of happiness, prosperity. Everything by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Before, and now these people still have these beliefs. That the cat is crying the whole night, somebody is going to die tomorrow. Oh, black cat went across the road, something is going to happen. The cat has to cross the road. It was going to his destination. Cat was crying at night, was giving birth. But all the superstition, why the cat is crying? Something is going to happen. The mirror cracked. 7 years bad luck. Walked under the ladder, he's not going to grow now. Something will happen. All these superstitions. As if now there's no, everything in the hands of Allah. This is Iman. This is Iman and something happened. Unfortunately, we all have these things. If something goes wrong, my child got hurt. Oh, something happened in madrasa. Something happened in school. He didn't pass. Or things didn't come right. Then what we will say? Nazar. People put nazar on us. But if same thing happened to some family member who we don't like, then what we say? Some guna in their life. They're doing something wrong. They must check their amal. But to us, nazar. That's our pride. Because we are good people. People looking at us, what we got. But those people, something happened to them, they got some guna in their life, they must check. But all this nazar, amil, and this somebody puts jadu, sihar. For all of this, my dear brothers, they are all superstitions. That we believe somebody is... Nobody can do anything. Everything happens from majari al-qada. Majari al-qada refers to that court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, where the arsh of Allah, where the final decisions are made. Everything happens from there. It comes down to the earth. Nothing happens from here. Here, whatever people want to do, is by the permission of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Therefore, the iman has to become correct. And for all these things, whether we have superstition, this one can do, that one can do, etc., etc., Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave us beautiful prescriptions, gems, which we should be adopting. Not that after the thief came and stole everything, now we put the alarm system. Now there's nothing left to steal. So before the chore and the thief can come, whether it be sihar, jadu, taglosh, whatever it can be, whether in Jahiliyyah they had these things. Wala hammata, person passed away. Then they believe when he passed away, then the bones will turn into an owl. The owl will come out and hoot in the night. Then now the marhum is going to come catch us. Oh, he was killed and come from his head. And the owl took his form. A certain bird will start making noises. And then they believe in other things also. There was no hole, no. That they had this belief also that a person has intercourse with a wife, then there's a snake that comes in his stomach and it becomes contagious, it'll catch somebody else. They had all these things. Something will come in the room, something will catch us, somebody is doing something. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, there's no such thing. There's no bad luck in Safar also. All this purify your iman. That is why we are taught after every salah to recite Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned more or less, the person who recites after every salah, Ayatul Kursi, the only thing between him and Jannat is mort and death. He got his ticket already. This is the most august, the most majestic ayat in Quran Sharif. And just to understand the power of Ayatul Kursi, again, the name of Allah can conquer everything. There's nothing greater than the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Hafiz Amin Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, one of our great ulama of the time. At one time he was visiting a certain place and there was an old dilapidated house, what do you say, a haunted house. Some ghost in the spook, jinn. They say, you can sleep here only. Say, no problem. I sleep alone in the house, double story. So he went to bed at night, middle of the night. Yes, they are jinnah. To understand jinnah also, jinnah cannot read your mind. This is a freed. And they're also obligated to Sharia and Deen. Qiyamah's day, there'll be hisab kitab, there'll be accountability for them also. They will have to pay for their sins. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them also. So they also have to become Muslim. They have to perform salah, they have to keep a roza, they have to believe in Quran Sharif. But we have those amongst them we call the shayateen. They are the thugs. They are the gangsters. They want to harm people, live off people. So they'll be accountable for it. Allah controls. We have to tap into the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he fell asleep. Middle of the night, he feels somebody next to him. He opens his eyes and he sees Ifritum min al-jinn, a giant jinn hovering over him. So he begins eyes to kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. As he's reading, the jinn also reading with him. Because you or me, we'll say farra ya firru. And we'll be gone from there. But he had yaqeen. This surah Allah has given to conquer everything. And as he continued reading, and he came to the part of the verse, وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْوُهُمَا. Protection of the earth and the skies do not tire Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the jinn burnt to ashes. It was too powerful for it. Allah has given us ayatul kursi after every namaz. Before we sleep at night, recite ayatul kursi. Blow on our children, not to put on the wall. Here also to conclude, ulama say, we put it on the wall, ayatul kursi, and below that frame, we got the shaitan box. What we are doing, we got positive and we got negative. We are producing already jadu in the house. That is the jadu. That is the black magic. Where you got power of Quran Sharif, and now you got shaitan underneath that. It cannot go together. It cannot go together. We have to remove all these evil effects in our home. Then the iman will come alive. So we have to work on our iman to believe the promises of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To have these environments where we can revive our iman. And iman becomes clear and pure, where I can now prepare my papers for my qabr, for my jannah, for my akhirat. And my life becomes smooth sailing. Iman has to become correct. Then I have to check, like how I check my papers, my ID, my passport. How's my iman? How's my iman? For the building of this iman, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had this iman. This is why we have the ishtimas that are coming. What is the ishtima? Like we're having ishtima next week in Durban. Next week from the day of Jum'ah. There'll be Salatul Jum'ah, the ishtima ga also, the ishtima place. 10 past 12 will be the adhan. 1 o'clock will be the khutbah. Then the ishtima will start from Jum'ah, Saturday and Sunday. It will conclude at Zuhr time. Why we have this ishtima? Ishtima means to gather people together. Why we have ishtima? To recreate an environment that was prevalent and found in Medina Munawwara, the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Where for them now to come upon iman was so easy because the environment was there. And we find that these shima'ahs have attended. We find the sukoon, the peace, and we sleep on open ground. There's no lock, there's no door. And in this country we're sleeping just like that. Allah Ta'ala shows you that every town should become like this. With the security, the sukoon. Why? Because they're calling towards Allah. There's ta'lim taking place, learning and teaching, zikr taking place, ibadah taking place, khidmat taking place, ikram, feeding. This environment is created again. This is how Medina Munawwara was, and this is how we want the entire world to become. That is why we go to the ishtima, to understand, Ya Allah, this is how a Muslim life should be. So for this next week, Alhamdulillah, the ishtima will be taking place in Durban. We encourage the brothers, request the brothers, little sacrifice over the weekend, those of us that are employers, then give the employees off, let them go for it. We also, what is there, we close for janazah sometime, for the sake of Allah, to learn iman, to do my documentation. If I have to go to Home Affairs, I'll close shop if I have to, or put somebody there. But I have to get my passport, I have to get my ID done. Now my children of age also, I have to go there, stand in the line. So here also, take off the time, for the sake of Allah, to learn iman. So that connection of mine becomes alive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Ruh Sharif will come in my life. Then all these evil beliefs will come out from my life. Then my life will become so sweet. Understanding my Allah, recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we all will try, inshallah. The buses are coming also, we can contact the local brothers. Buses will be coming for the ishtima next week on the day of Jumu'ah. It is, come in the buses, come with our friends, carloads, come to the ishtima, take part in the ishtima, understand what ishtima is about, and what I should be learning about my deen. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshallah.